You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The Trump administration has launched another investigation into UW-Madison over DEI initiatives, this time alleging that the university is continuing to work with a nonprofit, one that aims to boost diversity in doctoral programs. Savannah Tomei-Olson has the details.
The president's Department of Education is looking into 45 universities across the country that participate in the PhD Project. Now, the PhD Project is a nonprofit program that works to recruit more people of color into doctorate programs. It limits eligibility based on race and ethnicity. Back in February, all universities got a letter saying they had 2 weeks to eliminate any programs that focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion, or they would lose access to federal funding. And last week, the administration announced that 60 universities were being investigated for civil rights violations because of campus protests against the war in Gaza. In that letter, new Secretary of Education Linda McMahon told these universities they could face, quote, potential enforcement actions.
And Senator Tammy Baldwin is raising concerns on how the NOAA firings will impact the Great Lakes. She wrote a letter to NOAA's Vice Admiral Hahn, wanting to know in detail the number of people fired at NOAA, how many of those served the Great Lakes, and what services will be lost as a result. She also wants to know how they plan to preserve these services. Baldwin says not only do the Great Lakes attract millions of visitors each year, but they also provide drinking water to over 30 million people, generate clean hydropower, and generate $3.1 trillion in gross domestic product. Now, there are 12 sectors within NOAA that deal with Lake Michigan and Lake Superior. They range from things like providing critical marine forecasts for shipping, storm surges, and coastal flooding, to investing in clean drinking water or protecting wildlife from invasive species. There are even programs to prevent microplastics from entering the Great Lakes. Stephen Avery typed a letter to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, but they remain unmoved. Lisa Hale has more.
Stephen Avery personally sent a letter to the Wisconsin Supreme Court last week asking for a new trial. He said he was the, quote, victim of a setup and it has to be fixed now. The state's highest court rejected that petition because the 62-year-old Avery has an attorney but does not have hybrid representation where both he and the lawyer present arguments to the court. An appeal by Avery's attorney is pending with the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Avery is serving a life sentence for the 2005 death of Teresa Halbach. That case gained notoriety with Netflix's docuseries Making a Murderer. Avery maintains his innocence. All of his appeals so far have been denied.
And Wisconsin Rapids approved No Mo May. Melissa Kay tells us more.
City resident Elizabeth Whalen is the project leader for Monarch and Pollinator Encouragement Project through Clean Green Action, as well as working with Wild Ones of Central Wisconsin.
We've actually learned a lot, and maybe we're kind of considering and hoping to go towards a slow-mow summer.
She said that a one-size-fits-all approach doesn't work for everyone. They would like to provide more educational information to residents on how the program would benefit both pollinators and residents. Alderperson Patrick Delaney spoke in favor of the program as a whole.
It is well-received. A lot of people do it. I haven't heard one complaint about No Mow May.
Delaney made the motion to approve No Mow May without the requirement to register or put a sign in your yard. The motion passed 6 ayes to 2 nays.
Wisconsin Rapids residents won't be required to keep their lawns under 6 inches until June 4th. The two candidates vying to become the next state superintendent of public instruction met yesterday. It was for an online forum to discuss their differing assessments of Wisconsin's public education systems. Lisa Hale tells us more.
Incumbent Jill Underley and challenger Brittany Kinzer disagreed starkly on where Wisconsin schools are right now. Kinzer says she's running to restore standards that were lowered last year. She pledged to work with parents, increase transparency, ensure money gets into classrooms, reward great teachers, and decrease bureaucracy.
Right now, unfortunately, 3 out of 10 children are only reading well enough to go to college or have a career. And in Milwaukee, where I live, we have the worst outcomes for our Black students, with only 5% of children reading well enough to go to college or have a career.
Underly disagreed, arguing that Kinzer's claim that only 3 of 10 children are reading well enough to go to college is misleading. Underly, who's been the state superintendent since 2021, pointed to different successes during her tenure.
Wisconsin's moved from 14th in the nation for education in 2020 to 6th in 2024, and now we have the highest graduation rate in our state's history, and the progress that we've made is real. But our work isn't done.
The candidates disagreed markedly on a range of issues, from teacher pay, special education funding, challenges for Wisconsin's rural districts, diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts, and expansion of vouchers and charter schools. The election is April 1st.
At the highest snow totals that Marathon County picked up was in Hatley, piling up 8.7 inches of snowfall. In Weston, they picked up 7 inches. When contracts are allowed to expire, what resources do union workers have? One option is going on strike, which is happening now in Oshkosh. Lisa Hale has more.
Members of United Auto Workers Local 291 are picketing and striking outside of Cummins in Oshkosh. Ryan Compton, president of the local chapter, says they've been working with an expired contract since January 29th, but the company can't meet until April 22nd, a date that Compton says is too far away.
You know, enough is enough. We want to get them to the table. We want to negotiate this agreement. They keep telling us they want an agreement, but they keep, you know, a couple days here this month, a couple days next month. You know, that's unacceptable to us.
Compton said in addition to the expired contract, union members wish to discuss with the company the definition of temporary workers and mandatory Saturday shifts. A spokesperson with Cummins says the company has been negotiating with the Oshkosh location in good faith and has scheduled more talks in the coming weeks. Cummins is a global company that designs and produces diesel fuel engines and generators.
And tons of snow in the middle of March. Sure is fun living in Wisconsin, eh? That was just punch one of two. The next storm is set and on the way for Sunday. After this one just piled up 11.3 inches in Toma, 10 inches in Neillsville, and 8.7 in Hatley. And eligible school districts and charter schools across the state can apply for grants to help students with disabilities navigate the transition from school to employment and post-secondary education. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction opened the application period on March 17th. Applications must be submitted before midnight on May 1st. Grant awards will range from $25,000 to $100,000. You can find more information and apply at dpi.wi.gov. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
Tournament time for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. March Madness, the Badgers in Denver to face Montana today. Now, the city of Milwaukee will also host some tournament games this weekend. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he'd preferred Fiserv Forum instead of Ball Arena in Colorado.
I thought we got a really good seed. I understand why we got sent to Denver based on the seed lines with Kentucky, Texas Tech, Iowa State all ahead of us at the three lines. So, you know, Sunday didn't matter. I don't think even Saturday mattered in terms of the committee's eyes. I think we were locked. So you turn the page and get ready to go play.
Baseball opening day a week from today in New York when the Brewers play the Yankees. One pitcher for the crew to watch for is 25-year-old right-hander Craig Yoho, who's had a good spring training, but for now is being sent to the minors.
I mean, yeah, it was a good experience. You know, I played well, a lot of confidence going into the season, and that's where I want to be. And, you know, I want to be helping the team win as much as possible this season. And so, you know, when my time comes, I'll be ready for it.
That's Brewers pitcher Craig Yoho with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Things are moving forward on The Boys prequel, Vought Rising. Producers just added actress Elizabeth Posey to one of the lead roles, although they are not divulging much about the character. Posey joins cast members Jensen Ackles and Aya Cash, who are reprising their roles as Soldier Boy and Stormfront from The Boys. Amazon Prime is the studio behind the show, which will see Ackles and Cash as executive producers, along with The Boys series creator and writer Eric Kripke. Sticking with casting, according to Deadline, Greg Kinnear will join the show Margo's Got Money Troubles. The Apple TV show stars Elle Fanning and Michelle Pfeiffer. Fanning plays the daughter of a Hooters waitress and a pro wrestler who finds herself as a new mom with no money. So she starts an OnlyFans page and uses her father's pro wrestling tactics to make it work. Sure, it sounds confusing, but wait till you see it. Margo's Got Money Troubles is based on the novel of the same title by Rufy Thorpe. Here's one of Pete's picks. A couple weeks ago, I talked about the film The Gorge on Apple TV, and I referred to it as not a great movie, but a great streaming movie. that you can watch at home. The same applies for the film Elevation. It's yet another post-apocalyptic film where giant insect-type creatures emerge from the middle of the Earth and wipe out 95% of the population, leaving only those who live in the mountains above 8,000 feet due to the fact that the creatures cannot survive at that altitude. The film is well cast, well acted, and has some pretty harrowing moments as star Anthony Mackie has to descend below 8,000 feet in search of inhalers for his son who has asthma. Not a bad watch, and I do recommend. For those of you eagerly awaiting season 4 of Ted Lasso, if your favorite character was Lasso's son Henry, you'll be disappointed to know that the show will recast the role played by Gus Turner, who played the role for 3 seasons. On the bright side, if you're an actor and can pull off playing a 12-year-old, this could be your big breakthrough. If you're headed to the theaters this weekend, here are some moving pictures to consider. Disney's live-action version of Snow White is called Disney's Snow White. The film stars Rachel Zegler as Snow White and Gal Gadot as the evil witch, and it's packed with Snow White pals Bashful, Doc, Sleepy, and the gang. The story might be an age-old Disney favorite, but this new iteration is pulling only a 45% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not good when you mess up a classic. Here are a couple suggestions for films that are reviewing well. Sci-fi horror film Ash is the story of a woman who wakes up on a foreign planet only to find her crew has been murdered. The film has been called riveting and is pulling an 84% on Rotten Tomatoes. Magazine Dreams also has excellent reviews. The drama tells the story of a bodybuilder pursuing his dream of being on the cover of muscle magazines, but struggles with loneliness. Let's have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. We'll get to the upper 30s for a high this afternoon, with wind northwest switching to the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to the mid-20s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy. Some afternoon sprinkles with a high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.